everywhere on that inexorable drive. Despite all this, a Palestinian nation in exile has emerged with an unmistakable outline and personality of its own. The vast network of institutions, groups, and collectivities scattered all over the world that sustains the continuity of Palestinian national life is an amazing thing. It has drawn not only on the mobilized energies of Palestinians everywhere, but also on the dazzlingly widespread commitment to them of their friends, allies, and comrades all over the world.
You heard the first part of a 90-minute speech by the late Professor Edward Said. News of his untimely death in September of 2003 shook the world. He is missed as a loved and respected professor of literature, a musicologist and pianist, and an eloquent defender of Palestinian sovereignty. He leaves behind a treasure of writings, including his most influential book, Orientalism, and Culture and Imperialism. I hope you have a pen handy to take down a phone number. You can find more information on Edward Said on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look into the newest programs section. You can get information how to order a 90-minute copy of the complete talk by Edward Said, including the fascinating question and answer period, by calling us. TUC Radio is free to all radio stations and depends on the support of listeners like you. Your donation or CD order keeps this program on the air. Call anytime at 707-463-2654. For information on how to order, you can get your CD by mail or credit card by phone or online on TUC Radio's secure website, tucradio.org. There you can also subscribe to weekly podcasts. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.
The WBAI Local Station Board will meet on Wednesday, October 9th, 2013, at All One for the Arts, located at 16 Beaver Street, 4th floor in Lower Manhattan. The public is invited. There may be an executive session meeting after the public meeting.
If you look at the CNN experience and the reporters taking Pacifica reports to the Pentagon, and AP taking our reports again, putting them out to the world, we call that trickle-up journalism. That's the power of independent media. That's the media that we need to support in this country and around the world. There is a force more powerful than the corporate networks who have violated their sacred responsibility. Just like us, they are using the public airwaves, ABC, NBC, CBS. And so it is unforgivable that they have become the most powerful weapon the Pentagon has ever deployed. More powerful than any bomb or any missile is the U.S. media.
Tune in this October for the voices of WBAI, a membership drive with a difference. Pacifica Radio, a unique voice in New York City for more than 50 years. 99.5 FM and online at WBAI.org.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI New York. The time is 7 o'clock. Time once again for Off the Hook.
Understood, but let me know.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Mike.
Hi there.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Alex.
Good evening.
Bernie S.
Greetings from Pennsylvania.
And boy, we have a special show for you tonight. It's 2 hours. 2 hours long. And it's going to focus on some pretty interesting things, and we're going to be offering some very amazing premiums to people who support us over this 2-hour fundraiser. And a very important 2-hour fundraiser at that, because as we've mentioned in the past, the station is in a very transitional stage, and I don't think events of the past week could have proved it any better. 13 programs on this radio station, 13 weekday evening programs have been canceled, and we are not one of them, not yet anyway. And it could still happen. It's unfortunate that we can't have a continuation of some of the really amazing shows that have been on our airwaves over the past bunch of years, but the creditors are knocking at the door, and we have to figure out how to get them to go to another door or pay them what they're owed and move on. This radio station will survive one way or another with your support, and hopefully we can rebuild.
Yeah, so if you know of anyone who owes the creditors more than WBAI does, give us their address so that we can send them over there.
That's a good idea. That's a pretty good idea. But so much has happened in the past few months. It's really pretty historic, groundbreaking, and controversial. And we've moved in the last year, okay? This radio station has moved from our posh Wall Street offices. Well, they weren't that posh, but they were on Wall Street, and they cost a lot of money. Well, we moved up here. We're currently sharing space with our friends at WHCR, our Harlem Community Radio here at City College. And we've unfortunately had to lay off, I think, about 75% of the staff, making things a lot more challenging to operate. And now some very painful programming changes have taken place, with more undoubtedly on the way. We absolutely have to have our listeners there for us to help guide this ship into something positive, into something that is exciting in these controversial times. And we're going to try and cover that in the next 2 hours. We'll try and cover the simply unbelievable, unimaginable developments that have been taking place over the past few months in the world, and things that this particular radio program, since its inception 25 years ago last week, it's the kind of thing that we're fascinated by. It's the kind of thing that that keeps us awake, that keeps us alert. And I know the listeners feel the same way, because the only reason we've been on the air for 25 years, this particular radio show, is because listeners have been there listening and supporting. We don't have commercials. If we did have commercials, we couldn't talk about the things we're going to talk about tonight. Could not do that. So listeners are the sponsors. And tonight we hope to be able to prove that. We hope we get a very strong response. We got a good response last week, but it could have been better. And we hope tonight makes up for that. The fundraiser is about midway through, maybe a little bit less than midway, and we do need to pick up some steam. If we do that, then all sorts of things become possible in the future. We're talking about our new Brooklyn building. We're talking about reworking everything and starting again, starting from scratch almost, to get a really decent community station going here in New York City, talking about the controversial issues. There are so many of them. There really are. There have been. There always will be. And I think radio is something that's always going to be extremely pertinent. Mike?
You mentioned that we could have maybe done better last week, which is true. We did well, but we could have done better. But one thing that did excite me about how we did last week was that we got quite a number of people to sign up for the BAI Buddy program. And this is the program that you call, the number which do you remember?
The phone, 516-620-3602. I'm happy to say that I now say that number in my sleep. So it has finally settled in my brain, 516-620-3602. Now, you can call in, become a BAI buddy, for $10 a month or however much you want to pledge per month. And what you'll get when you do that, you'll get the 8-gigabyte thumb drive with 100 different speakers that have been highlighted here in WBAI over the years. You can also get a Best of WBAI thumb drive for a pledge of $50. There's all kinds of levels. And we're going to have something very, very special we're going to announce in just a couple of minutes. But the thing to write down, the thing to start spreading and tweeting and whatever else you can do, that number is 516-620-3602. We're going to be saying it quite a few times over the next 2 hours because without that number, we don't have a future. Try running a radio station and operating off the top of the Empire State Building in New York City, which is where the Empire State Building is, and broadcasting to four different states over the air. And this doesn't even count what you can hear over the internet. There is a lot involved in that, a lot of expense involved in that. We've cut so much of the expense by not having the Wall Street rent, unfortunately, by not having 75% of our staff, and various other painful cuts that have had to be made. And that hopefully will keep the place from sinking completely into debt and woe and all kinds of horrible things like that. Your support is what will get us above and help us move forward. Again, 516-620-3602. But we're going to have some very interesting things to thank people with in just a moment. I wanted to focus, maybe preview a little bit what we're going to be doing over the next 2 hours. Mostly, we're going to be focusing on the incredible revelations that have come our way through Edward Snowden, the NSA leaks, but also some of the things that have happened through Bradley/Chelsea Manning and WikiLeaks, and just the history of leaks, revelation, freedom of information, that kind of thing, and how important that has been over the years, over the decades, to keep democracy alive. And I think we're seeing a real battle right now between people that get that and people that think it's a threat. Now, it was only a few months ago that the name Edward Snowden was mentioned for the first time in the mainstream media when the NSA scandal began, when he basically left Hawaii for Hong Kong and released a whole bunch of information that has the intelligence world spinning to this day. Bernie, do you ever think a day like that could have come?
I'm really surprised. The NSA has for many decades kept a very, very tight lid on what it does, and it's a really interesting continuation of a trend, starting with maybe even starting earlier than the gentleman who leaked the Pentagon Papers. Help me out here,
Daniel Ellsberg.
Daniel Ellsberg, thank you. Bradley Manning. WikiLeaks, and there's been other people as well. I don't want to leave out the other players, but this has been such a significant development with Ed Snowden leaking NSA documents that it has risen to the highest levels of government around the world. World leaders around the world are agonizing, pontificating. And this is really interesting. A lot of world leaders are squirming about how this is affecting geopolitics and what people are finding out about what our governments are doing.
Well, speaking of squirming, there was a bit of squirming today, actually, by way of the director general of, let's see, who is this exactly? This is the Royal United Services Institute, Andrew Parker, the Director General of Military Intelligence Section 5, known as MI5. Widespread leaks of official secrets, such as those passed on by NSA leaker Edward Snowden, are a gift to terrorists. Yes, that's what the new head of Britain's Security Service said in a rare and frank speech. It actually took place late yesterday. Now, this is his first public outing since taking over as MI5's Director General back in April, and Andrew Parker said the leaks caused enormous damage to the British equivalent of the National Security Agency, which is known as, anyone want to guess who that is? Anyone?
GCHQ.
Very good, Bernie. 20 points for you. Government Communication Headquarters, GCHQ. We are facing an international threat, and GCHQ provides Many of the intelligence leads upon which we rely, said Parker. He's been with the agency for 30 years, so his mind is pretty much theirs. In the speech for a London think tank, that's who I mentioned before, the Royal United Services Institute, that's where these comments come from. Now, he did not mention Snowden by name. He said that the security capabilities made public by media reports based on documents he stole were incredibly harmful. It causes enormous damage to make public the reach and limits of GCHQ techniques. Such information hands the advantage to the terrorists. Parker led MI5's response to the 7/7 London bombings. He said it's the gift they need to evade us and strike at will. Unfashionable as it might seem, he added, that is why we must keep secrets secret. Well, folks, what do you think? Do secrets have the right to remain secret?
I've never been a slave to fashion myself, Emmanuel.
That's true. Mike?
I mean, I think this guy, like all these people in his position, positions like his, do not understand that there are people who wish to keep secrets from the government who are not terrorists. This is just a category of person that does not exist in this gentleman's mind. And I really wonder how to change that. As for the specific claim that terrorists are being aided, there's no evidence for it. If these guys had the slightest bit of evidence for such a claim, they would be plastering that on the front pages, not these weird, unbased-on-anything assertions. So I think the fact that they have all the information and they haven't leaked or stated publicly or any other way shown that terrorists are enabled by these actions is a real strong clue as to exactly how much the terrorists are benefiting.
Well, you could basically say that a terrorist could benefit from any bit of information that is given to them. And it's a clever way to try and just have people write you a blank check and agree with everything you say that, okay, yeah, we trust you, keep things secret, and as long as the terrorists don't find out, even if it's, you know, how many floors are in the Empire State Building, yeah, keep that secret, because if they found that out, they'd have an advantage. It's nonsense. It's insane how many secrets were kept, and I think the American public is much better off knowing the extent to which they are being watched by the NSA than being ignorant of that. And if that helps the terrorists somehow, I can't imagine how. It helps us. And sometimes it feels like the American public are being thought of as the enemy by these agencies. Alex.
Well, you know, last week I was over at the International Association of Privacy Professionals meeting in Seattle at the Privacy Academy. One of the keynote speakers was Stuart Baker, who's a very prominent lawyer, former general counsel of the National Security Agency. And I should mention as a caveat, there'll be lots of caveats to this comment, but I used to work at his law firm in Washington, and he's a lawyer in private practice. And he made the argument, and this is his argument, it's not mine, that this did in fact hurt our defenses because it gave terrorists a kind of playbook in the sense that, you know, instead of talking about marriages and instead of talking about these big parties that they're going to attend, now they realize that it makes it more difficult for intelligence agencies to collect their communications if they start talking about a lawsuit or some kind of, you know, medical assistance, some kind of privileged communication. But I have to say, I mean, I don't necessarily buy that argument, but it is the first time that I've ever heard somebody speak with any specificity about the type of data that could be harmful to the United States. And you know, quite frankly, I don't necessarily buy the argument. I think that they probably had this argument ahead of time, but it was an interesting argument to hear.
Well, I should point out at this stage that to sort of counter what we read just now from England, there's another side to all this, and you might have read about this as well. Edward Snowden, who is the quote-unquote fugitive American former intelligence worker currently living in Russia, has made the short list of three for the Sakharov Prize. That's Europe's top human rights award. Edward Snowden was nominated by green politicians in the European Parliament for leaking details of U.S. surveillance. Nominees also included Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani teenager who was shot in the head for demanding education for girls. Former recipients of the prize include Nelson Mandela and Aung San Suu Kyi. Mr. Snowden's nomination recognized that his disclosure of U.S. surveillance activities was an enormous service to human rights and European citizens, the Parliament's Green Group said. Snowden, who has sought asylum in Russia, said in a statement read out in Parliament that he was grateful to Europe's politicians for taking up the challenge of mass surveillance. The surveillance of whole populations rather than individuals threatens to be the greatest human rights challenge of our time, he said. Now, the Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought is awarded annually in memory of Andrei Sakharov, a Soviet scientist and dissident. And you know what? They're going to be announcing this tomorrow, October 10th. The winner of this year's prize will be announced tomorrow. By the way, the third nominee for the award is actually a group of people, Belarusian political dissidents who were jailed in 2010 for protesting against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Whoever wins the award, what really matters is being recognized, nominated, I think, is quite a statement right there. And it shows that there are many people all around the world who realize that revealing information is a courageous act. It's a necessary act. And it's something that we need to keep our free society free, or to restore it to freedom. With that in mind, we would like to announce what we are offering tonight as a special thank you to people calling in to 516-620-3602 and supporting WBAI through Off the Hook. What we have done, and this has taken quite a long time. I mean, let me just start by asking around. We've heard about these leaked documents. We've read about them in the newspapers, but how many of you actually have them? How many of you have actually grabbed them yourself and have a notebook with them, or have some kind of a listing? Yeah, we know about them. We've read the news accounts, but putting them all in one place, that's more of a challenge than it should be. And I can attest to this because I was witness to our friend Kyle, who was basically looking all over the place, finding the actual documents and trying to get them into one place. Well, we have succeeded, or we're 90% there, in getting all of the leaked documents that have been revealed so far in however redacted a form they might be, and sticking them onto a single thumb drive. So what we have a compilation of all of the publicly leaked NSA documents that Edward Snowden has revealed. And it includes also the full video interview. And you can basically access this now safely, anonymously. You don't have to worry about anyone spying on you on your computer, watching where you go, what websites you visit, because it'll come to you on a thumb drive that you can download and copy at your convenience and spread throughout the world, which is the intention of leaking these documents in the first place. So not only do you support WBAI, you support the original intention of Edward Snowden to get these documents to as many people as possible. That's a pledge of $75, 516-620-3602. I think this is pretty amazing and creative and different and a little scary, because here we are basically helping with this courageous act. We don't have the courage that Edward Snowden has. Let me make that clear. To make the sacrifices that he made, to give up his life, and to be thought of as public enemy number one by so many powerful entities, that's the kind of courage I don't think any of us could touch. But can I submit it for my sentence at least?
Sorry.
we basically can help in whatever way we can, by offering this. And this is our gift to people who call in and pledge $75 right now to 516-620-3602. All of the NSA documents, including the slideshow about PRISM with all its ugly graphics, they all will come to you on an NSA thumb drive, and the video interview as well. 516-620-3602. Yes, Bernie, what would you like to say?
Well, not only did Ed Snowden give a lot of, by his own admission, in a video, which I believe is going to be on this flash drive, is it not?
Yes.
Explaining that he gave a lot of thought, soul-searching, to determine whether he wanted to risk his life to make the world aware of how their privacy is being so grossly invaded by the by the U.S. through the National Security Agency. That's how serious this is. And you mentioned that Ed Snowden is now up for in the short list for the Sakharov Prize, And there's another prize he's been nominated for by the ex-NSA CIA chief, General Hayden. Didn't he, in the past week, just joke about putting Snowden on another short list?
Yes, I believe it's called a kill list.
Yes.
Is that right? And, you know, when the ex, was he head of CIA?
He was the former head of the NSA and former head of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah, he still has a lot of phone numbers that he could call and make things happen. So it's got to be really, really scary for someone even to make a joke like that, because who knows how many people out there take that seriously, really believe that kind of thing. And it's something I cannot even fathom, that kind of courage to stand up to that. Us doing this, us talking about this, is just a small tribute to that kind of inspiration. And I know there are other people out there, because a few years ago we were talking about Bradley Manning and how courageous and inspirational that was. Well, now we're talking about Edward Snowden. In a couple of years, who knows who we're going to be talking about in the future. 516-620-3602. I also wanted to add something to this, because we have an additional premium that we also like to offer. We have the WikiLeaks thumb drive package. What that is basically a compilation of documents and video, totals around 4 gigabytes. And that's what was released by WikiLeaks since the year 2008. It includes the Afghan War Diary, which is more than 70,000 Afghan war log entries, the Iraq war logs, that's about 400,000 log entries, that's a lot of reading, from the Iraq war, more than 2,000 secret U.S. embassy cables, known as Cablegate, and collateral murder, two different versions of collateral murder. Unfortunately, they both end the same way. And that's also yours for a pledge of $75. You can get both of them. You can get both thumb drives. Or I'm not sure if everything can be crammed onto one big thumb drive. I guess we'll try. But basically, you can get all the information, WikiLeaks and the NSA leaks, for a pledge of $125. 516-620-3602. It's kind of premium that we don't usually offer here at WBAI, but it's the kind of thing that WBAI is here for. So it's great to be able to figure out a way to share the information and to spread the information, and to be a part of all this, to help out in whatever small way we can help out. And your help is what keeps this place going, that enables all these voices to be heard. 516-620-3602. Rob.
Yeah, and if you're the type of person who believes it's worth your time to be able to take a look at these things, not just look at stories that this media outlet or that media outlet are saying that quote maybe a line or two from one or two of the pages of one or two of the documents that are in this massive pile. When you have your own copies, you can look at it for yourself, draw your own conclusions without any filters in between. And spreading that kind of information is what we've been about on this show and on this radio station. And if you call 516-620-3602, or if you point your web browser while supplies last to give the numeral 2 WBAI.org and put your pledge through that way, we can send you one of these to thank you for helping to keep this information source out there to keep us able to do this.
Is the supply of web browsers limited?
The supply of web browsers may or may not be limited, but the supplies of stuff that we have, the number of these that we have to give out, unfortunately, are limited because we have to get them made. So if you go to WBAI.org, you may find some left after the fact if you're listening to this on an MP3, on a podcast, on a cassette tape, whatever, what have you. Then you can try it that way. Or while we're on the air, you can also call 516-620-3602.
That's the best option, is to call now. Obviously, if you're in the future, you can only call in the future. But if you're listening now, you should call now. And whenever now is for you, I don't know.
Or if you're listening in the past, you should call in the past as well.
I just think it's a really handy thing. And I didn't realize how difficult it was. And this is kind of typical of computer nerds, that basically, I don't know if I should say we or they, organize things, do amazing work, but sometimes it's all over the place. Sometimes you really have to go crazy trying to figure out how to collate everything into something that's easily read by a layman. And there's laymen all over the place, people who really would benefit from all this. But if you call your parents or call your relatives or call your kids or whatever and ask them, hey, where are all those WikiLeaks files or where are all those NSA leaks that we've been hearing about? You'd be hard-pressed. You could find news stories about them, sure, but to find the actual documents, which is the meat of all this, that is harder than it should be because, well, we just get distracted by so much. Things are basically released at different times, different dates. Here we have something that can fit in your hand that will have all that information. Imagine intelligence agencies hearing this right now, how they would be basically sighing in dismay that it's this easy. Well, I guess they're not sighing in dismay. They're probably saying all kinds of words, and maybe they're aiming drones at us right now. But you know what? We have to do something, and we have to save this place. And if we have to use leaked documents from the NSA to do it, I think that's poetic justice. 516-620-3602. Please join the people on the phone now. Show your support for WBAI. Pledge $125 gets you everything. both packages, the WikiLeaks package and the NSA package. A pledge of $75 gets you either one, both on thumb drives. And for those of you who aren't as computer literate as you might think we are, thumb drives are basically... Who wants to explain what a thumb drive is? Anyone? Mike?
I don't really know how it works, but you plug it into your computer, and it's USB, so you can't plug it in the wrong way. It's really simple. You plug it into your computer, and the files are just there. I don't know.
It's magic.
It's magic. It really except is. It's not.
Well, it is. To some people, it would be magic. It's magic to me. It's as simple as it can possibly be.
It's about the size of your thumb. That's
why it's called a thumb drive. Yeah. It's called other things too, though. Are there other words?
Small thumb, you have.
Is it zip drive? Is that one of the words?
Zip drive is something else.
That's something else. Okay.
Well, technically, it's called a flash drive.
Flash drive.
Which is a term of the type of memory that's in the device, flash memory. And it's non-volatile memory, which means you don't have to keep power to it. It will stay there as long as you want it to. You could, if you want... You could put other things on this flash drive if there's some extra room, where you could delete files from there you don't want and replace them with other files. But it's kind of like a portable hard drive from your computer, but it's really small. Like you said, it's the size of your thumb. You can put it in your pocket, and your friends can say, hey, are those classified NSA documents in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, boy. And, you know, the thing is, there is no DRM on these documents at all, much to the chagrin of those intelligence agencies. Yes, you can copy them as many times as you want. You can put them up on your website. You can print them out and put them in everyone's mailbox in your neighborhood. You can do anything you want with these because they're there. They're open. They're out. And they're all going to be in one place. One very small place, but it's an incredible amount of information all brought together. And I really think this is something that those people who do take a stand, whether it's Julian Assange, whether it's Edward Snowden, whether it's Chelsea Manning, these are people that I think would, I hope would approve of this effort of ours to help get the information out there and help save this radio station from falling silent or turning into something commercial that would never talk about things like this. And that's kind of, I think, what intelligence agencies want us to become is a safe voice or something that just plays the hits or just reads the press releases or various things like that. Well, you know what? As long as we're here, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep speaking out. We're going to keep revealing information. We're going to keep analyzing it and figuring it out. Because those people who keep the secrets, what gives them the right? We do. We give them that right. And we can review that right and revoke that right. Your call to 516-620-3602 is a vote in that direction. Again, $75, the NSA package on a thumb drive. $75, the WikiLeaks package on a thumb drive. $125, you get them both. And boy, what a lot of information that is. Hundreds of thousands of documents. Well, we have a special guest joining us tonight.
That's right. Speaking of the magic and the wonders of technology, we have a very special guest with us tonight, Michael Jenke, the CEO of Silent Circle. Michael, can you hear us?
I can, gents. Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. Well, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, a couple of weeks ago, and I think you and I spoke out this earlier, but a couple of weeks ago we had the pleasure of having Phil Zimmerman on, and he, you know, kind of wowed us with the with his technical know-how and wonderful phraseology of things like computational infeasibility of decrypting data and whatnot. And so For the people that didn't listen to that particular program, can you give us a little bit of background about Silent Circle and how Silent Circle fits into this whole debate about privacy, security, surveillance, and the surveillance state?
Sure. Well, Phil is my co-founder, as well as John Callis, the creator of Apple's whole disk encryption. We are a very unique global encrypted communications firm doing encrypted phone, video, file transfer, text, mobile desktop video, and the calling plan. You know, it's an interesting time to be doing what we're doing. We built an all-star team of literally who's who in, you know, Internet Hall of Fame, encryption, and VoIP. We're at about 73 employees now. We've been launched less than a year, and we've become kind of the worldwide brand on secure communications. Of course, timing is everything. You know, we built this under the auspices that the NSA and the Chinese and the Russians and everybody else was grabbing everything out of the air and surveilling us. And now, since the summer of Snowden, we now know that to be true. We've had about a 400% increase worldwide in customers, and we're growing faster than we can actually handle it. But, you know, the interesting part about what we're doing, we really have three customer bases. We have private citizens from 131 countries around the world subscribing day in and day out. We have enterprise. We count 18 of the Fortune 50 as customers. And believe it or not, we have government. We count groups and agencies from about 9 different countries as customers, such people as the Dalai Lama. So it's an interesting time to see this reaction of people now that it's rubbed in their face to want to take back their privacy. And not just here, it's in Tibet, it's, you know, it's in Tunisia, it's all over the world.
It's really interesting that you say that. I mean, and I love the phrase, the summer of Snowden, as well, I have to say. Fantastic phrase. One thing that's interesting, you mentioned the uptick in security, and you know, as you know, I'm a lawyer, and it's my understanding that there's an uptick in law firms using Silent Circle in certain parts of the world. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been eye-opening for us to see how the magic of technology has transformed the lives all over the world. You know, we had... We were always a pretty big product over the last year with law firms, but we had this really large uptick in law firms calling us from Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand. And, you know, one day I had asked our customer service people, next time these law firm from this region calls in, to please grab me, and I'd like to ask them, because, you know, we don't have information about our customers. We don't retain customer names, data, metadata, so that we can't be forced to turn it over. So got on the phone, I introduced myself, and I said, you know, appreciate you buying, sir, and they buy in bulk. And I said, we've had a rash of law firms from this region in the past month buying. Can you tell me, is there something going on? He said, well, what's interesting about where we are in our law firm in this area is that it's legal for law firms to hack each other, and that data can be used in court. It's not inadmissible. So over the last several months, law firms began stocking up on hackers, and the law firm with the best hackers wins. So they've been buying Silent Circle to try to cover their mobile communications. It's absolutely fascinating.
It is really incredible. I mean, this crossover between law and technology, and you know, they used to be at loggerheads. Now I think it's you even have these kind of analogies of the crowbar, the legal crowbar. So the fact that that evidence derived from the exfiltration, the unauthorized exfiltration of data, is actually admissible in court in certain Southeast Asian countries is really incredible. Completely changes the game. But, you know, speaking of legal issues here, I mean, I think it's hard to talk about Silent Circle without also getting into Lava Bit a little bit, you know. And last week, documents were unsealed that basically demonstrated that Ladar Levinson, the founder of Lava Bit, had closed the doors on Lava Bit's accounts because the government was actually demanding. We suspected this, and you suspected that, I'm sure. They were demanding Lavabit's encryption keys, despite Mr. Levinson offering them the kind of more targeted alternative of just focusing on one individual user or several individual users.
Can you just tell us what Lavabit is?
Oh, of course. So, yeah, Mike, do you want to go into Lavabit a little bit, the background of it, because it seems to be an analog to what Silent Circle was?
We're good friends with Ladar, so I feel comfortable in discussing this. You know, Ladar was a email provider who had about 400,000 customers. You know, basically 10, 12 years of his life building this business, and he offered encrypted email capability. Well, as we now know, you know, email is fundamentally broken. So even though the email in transit is encrypted, there are keys held on a server, which means that the holder of that server can be coerced by the government to turn over and decrypt everything. And what we understand is that it's alleged that Snowden was one of his customers, and the government came in force and said, you know, we want everything. And the letter that they gave him basically stated, you know, what in legal jargon, but what they told him was that this letter allows us to take everything, give it all to us. Well, it took him about a week to find a lawyer competent to handle this. And as they reviewed it, that wasn't what the letter said, but they had tried to force him into doing this. They wanted the data on all 400,000 customers, and they wanted to put real-time tap into things. Well, that's not admissible, or that's not allowed, you know, with that type of court order. So what was funny to us about it, a lot of people don't know this, the FBI told him, well, you will go to jail if you don't turn over your master encryption key to the server. So what he did, he had it typed out in something like 72 pages in 4-point font, basically unreadable and unusable, and sent it to them.
Wow.
So then they threatened $10,000 or $5,000 a day every day he didn't turn it over, so he just shut it all down. The amazing thing is that there's a lot that he can't even talk about. Mm-hmm. Not only can these courts force you to do things that aren't necessarily the letter of any law, but they can force you threat of jail time from even mentioning it. So that's a mess.
It's scary what I'm hearing because it's funny. It's great to see somebody show that rebellious spirit. But what this agency is doing, what a series of agencies are doing, is basically chipping away at any remaining freedom. And you had better play ball, or you're going to be in a lot of trouble. That's what we get out of this,
well,
right?
You know, I would say this to that. Although that is very dire, and it is absolutely true, we at least have some sort of systematical approach where we can, you and me, gentlemen, can talk about this in a public forum. The massive scale of global surveillance pales in comparison when you think about that there are 72 NSA-like organizations in the world with $1 billion and more of funding with the exact same mandate and with not as open type of laws and public laws. And then you add onto it the massive corporate, large internet firms, internet technology firms that are robbing your data through what I call app and stupidity surveillance. Literally, you're not the customer. The new gold coming out of the ground is your data, and you're under barrage from everything. So although we talk about this in the shades of the NSA, you know, it's a global issue. Not only is there a $100 billion business in corporate espionage, but there are trillions of dollars in sucking up the data of private citizens and packaging it and reselling it. Anytime you hear freemium or a free service, it's not for free. You're paying with your privacy.
I imagine you're referring to organizations like Google when you say that.
Oh, absolutely. and there's probably about 1,280 of them, to be exact, not to mention, you know, if you want to really know who knows about you, go to the credit card companies. You want to see a stack of a file on you, you know, go to the credit bureaus, LexisNexis, and these places that package and they deal in the commodity of data.
Well, what do you say to people who and there are a lot of them, who say that, well, I'm not doing anything illegal, I have nothing to hide, I don't really care if these people are watching what I'm doing, and it's okay with me if it makes things safer?
Well, first and foremost, you know, that was an easy excuse a year ago. Today, we're hearing a lot different, although you do get people who say that. The fact of the matter is that ounces of their personal privacy are being robbed of them week by week, little by little, siphoned off. And I always tell people, when was the last time you had a phone call with your wife or husband and you did not expect it to be private? Everybody expects that when they pick up the phone and they call, that it's between them and their attorney, their doctor, their loved one. It's literally taking the centuries, thousands of years right of humans to whisper in somebody's ear, to walk out behind the mud hut and have a private conversation. That's gone.
Emmanuel.
So although they, yeah, you know, it's down to that basic primitive human right of the ability to take what's in your head and privately transfer it to somebody else without fear of retribution, imprisonment, or affecting you. Let me give you an example. You take a look at the Moore's Law as its effect in technology. Well, government and big data are compiling everything. I have its school reports, her medical reports. Think about genetics. You know, as her father, if my medical data is compiled by a medical firm and kept in some database, you know, 10, 15 years from now when she goes to apply to school or a job, they're going to be able to say, well, your insurance premium is 3X because we show your dad had a genetic predisposition to whatever. So it can be used against you. It will be used against you in subtle ways, and we just don't know it.
Emmanuel.
Bernie, go ahead.
What Mike just alluded to, Mike from Silent Circle just alluded to, was pretty compellingly and eloquently expanded on by Ed Snowden in the video that's on one of these USB flash drives we're offering tonight. And Ed Snowden pretty much made it clear that if you think you're one of those people who's got nothing to hide, so you shouldn't have to worry about your privacy, like who cares, my life is boring, whatever, Ed Snowden said that there are tens of thousands of federal laws in the United States, tens of thousands. And if someone has the ability, the power, to cherry-pick little pieces of information about your life here and there and put together a story that could convince a prosecutor or a jury that you're guilty of violating any one of these tens of thousands of federal laws, your freedom is at risk. That happened to me a few years ago. A law that hadn't been even published in law books yet was used against me, but that's neither here nor there. It's real. It can happen. And if you don't think it can happen, there's plenty of people it has happened to before, and that's why your privacy is important, even if you think you have nothing to hide. So that's why I want to encourage our listeners to support privacy, to support what we're trying to bring to people about what's going on here by calling 516-620-3602, and you can learn more about that.
Yes, if you call that number, and I'm looking at the results so far. Maybe we haven't gotten all of them, but we need more people. We need more people to call in to support the radio station. If we're going to have conversations like this in the future, in the very near future, we need a lot of calls. 516-620-3602. What we're offering you tonight is unprecedented. We're offering you all of the leaked NSA documents. If I could have heard myself saying this even 10 years ago, I think I'd be shocked. But basically, yeah, we have a bunch of leaked NSA documents that have been published, and they are now all compiled, put in one place, with the various redactions that journalists have gotten together and agreed upon to really protect security and people's individual identities and things like that. It's not some kind of irresponsible leak that just basically exposes all kinds of innocent people like the intelligence agencies might have you believe. This is what has been revealed to the public. However, it's never really been brought together in one cohesive unit before like this, certainly not as cohesive as a thumb drive. 516-620-3602, a pledge of $75 gets you all of the NSA leaked documents from Edward Snowden, including his video interview, and a pledge of $125 gets you that plus a plethora of WikiLeaks documents, hundreds of thousands that have been released since 2008, having to do with the Iraq War, having to do with the Afghan War, having to do with all kinds of abuses of freedom. On the WikiLeaks thumb drive, for instance, we have the Afghan War Diary, which we said was more than 70,000 Afghan War Log entries. The Iraq War Logs from 2004 to 2009, about 400,000 log entries from the Iraq War, more than 2,000 secret U.S. Embassy cables known as Cablegate. And I believe that goes all the way back to 1966 into 2010. Both the full 39-minute and the shorter analysis version of the collateral murder video that reveals the murder of journalists by U.S. armed forces. You also get, this is kind of interesting, the insurance file that's meant to protect WikiLeaks in the event it's taken down by the authorities. And if the day comes when WikiLeaks has no other option, that password will be given out and this file will reveal all kinds of sensitive information. Pretty exciting. James Bond stuff here. It's all yours. Pledge of $125, you get everything. But you got to call now, 516-620-3602. I'm very disappointed by what I'm seeing so far because I expected the phones to fly off the hook and for all kinds of people to be taking advantage of this unprecedented offer. I know it's scary. I know it's frightening because you are actually pledging for something that that federal agencies really wish that you would not do. But it's also a voice of support for freedom of information and for those courageous people that risk their lives to expose wrongdoing, to expose information that Americans and citizens worldwide have every right to know. 516-620-3602. Again, two pledge levels, 75 and 125. You'll basically have a volunteer on the other end that will help you out. Just ask for either the WikiLeaks and NSA thumb drive package, or if you just want the WikiLeaks thumb drive or the NSA thumb drive, indicate that. It's all about thumb drives, but really it's all about information. Information is power, and that's what keeps us going here at Off the Hook. 516-620-3602. Rob.
And if for some reason you don't want your copy of the WikiLeaks files or the Edward Snowden files, that's okay. You can still support us. You can still support the station and the show by calling 516-620-3602 or by going to WBAI.org. There are some other premiums up there that the station has for you to choose from. And most importantly, the biggest premium is the station itself and your membership in it. And that's what this fundraiser is really all about. So
yeah, you know, it's WBAI is really the only station that will, in the same breath, offer you leaked NSA documents or maybe a coffee mug. which would you prefer? It's up to you. You make the final choice as far as that goes. But it all goes to the same place, and it all keeps us on the air. And just think of all the ideas and controversy that have come forth over our airwaves concerning everything in the world, including ourselves. 516-620-3602. I really think it's a place worthy of support, worthy of preservation, and a place like no other, because you won't find this kind of thing. And nobody would dare to talk about this or to offer these kinds of things. So that reason alone, 516-620-3602. Yes, Alex.
You know, and I think when you're supporting the station, you're also supporting the kind of shenanigans that Mike Jahnke had just mentioned to us with regard to the production of the encryption key in a four-point font. I mean, this reminds me, it's a very, very similar story, I think, to what 2600 did about 13 years ago in a DCSS case. Mm-hmm. It was very, very similar where those of the listeners that don't remember this, there was an injunction that was imposed upon 2600 that prevented them from linking to a site that contained the source code for DCSS, which was the decontent scrambling system, which allowed you to decrypt the the Monument to Stupidity type encryption algorithm that was protecting DVDs. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, except I want to make it clear that it wasn't protecting DVDs against copying or piracy or anything like that. It was DVDs against being played on quote-unquote unauthorized players. In other words, the Linux operating system was not allowed to play DVDs, and what the DECSS program written by Johansson from Norway did was basically allow you to play it on the operating system of your choice. It was that simple, and it just showed that these people that want to control things, they're most worried by that loss of control, not necessarily piracy or people copying things. They want to be able to tell you where you can watch something, how you can watch it, all kinds of rules and regulations and control. And since then, we have seen that skyrocket in almost every single imaginable field.
And most importantly, it also controlled whether or not you had to watch the ads that were otherwise mandatory. So if you were watching with DECSS, you could skip past the ads that if you put your DVD in a regular player, you would have to sit in front of and watch without any choice. And I think that's really where a lot of the anger behind that whole thing came from.
Yeah, unfortunately, we lost the case. We've seen all kinds of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act used in so many different variations ever since. We've seen so much control of technology and everything from automobiles to DVD players to anything you can think of that's technologically based is being controlled somehow. And there are certain rules and regulations on how you may do something. You don't own the content. You're only leasing it. You're only agreeing to their terms temporarily, and then you have to buy it again.
You guys got off on such a tangent, you didn't even let me get to the punchline here.
That's right, yeah, the punchline.
The punchline was that, so the injunction prevented Emmanuel and 2600 from actually linking to this particular source code, so they just kind of parsed the language a little bit and removed the hyperlinks and then kept the text to the link up there. And that caused a bit of what we would call, you know, off the air, a legal doo-doo storm in the courtroom.
Well, I mean, basically, and that sort of speaks to what Michael was saying before, what we did was, instead of having links, we had a list. We just had a list. And the intention was, okay, we're not allowed to have links. Tell us we're not allowed to have a list. Then we'll just put it in conversational speech. Then we'll be told we're not allowed to speak about it. You know, basically pushing it further and further and further until we're not allowed to even think about it. Fortunately, it didn't get to that stage. We were allowed to have the list. They didn't push back on that. The judge did not rule against us on that particular battle, but we did lose the case. I think, though, we got the word out, and that's the important thing, is just being able to talk about this and spread the information. And so many people learned about Digital Millennium Copyright Act from that case back in 2000, and I think that was more important.
Emmanuel?
Yes, Bernie?
And continuing that point, maybe an even more relevant connection pertaining to encryption and Phil Zimmerman and PGP, I think some of us probably recall a few years before the DCMA case, or DMCA case, when it was a federal crime to export encryption programs like PGP, a bunch of hackers realized that it's not illegal to export printed text. So they printed the code out for PGP, took it overseas, and then manually at a outdoor hacker camp conference, manually transcribed like thousands and thousands of lines of code, and reconstructed the program overseas, and then it was out. I mean, it was already been out. It was kind of from a practical standpoint, it didn't accomplish anything, but it proved that the government's attempts to criminalize the export of encryption software like this was futile. And then the government pretty much dropped the case, and Phil Zimmerman was off the hook. How many of us remember that?
I do. Yeah, that's such a great story, and there's so many tangential lines off of that. How hard they came at him with the full force of the Justice Department, and ultimately Phil prevailed. And you know, we now have everything from in encryption in your ATM machine to everything in life. You know, 10 years ago, if you were walking around and you had encryption on your laptop or something, people would ask, what do you got to hide? Well, today, if you don't have encryption, people say, what are you, stupid? You know, everything we touch today, from buying online to online banking to your ATM to, you know, your Visa, your passport, everything has encryption. So the government always looks in the past instead of what can be in the future. And I think we're at that kind of event horizon as it relates to privacy and you know, our mobile and data lives where, you know, on some levels, I don't fault the NSA. They're like, on some levels, like a wild animal. They're programmed to do what they do. And if there's no leash, well, it's going to run rampant. Ever since 9/11, you know, the Patriot Act was really a social contract between the citizens and the government to suspend some of our rights for a short term to do what needed to be done. Well, that suspension has never stopped, and in fact, it's been increasing and increasing until you wake up one day and your entire freedoms as they relate to privacy are gone. So, you know, I don't want suicide bombers on the street just as much as somebody else does, but we've gone, you know, 100x beyond that need to basically worldwide surveillance of everything all the time, every data bit of every human. And the hard part about this, gentlemen, is if you could show me a single time in the point of history where when government ever granted itself a power that it's ever rolled it back. So, you know, you've got folks in Silicon Valley, big tech firms and governments around the world with their head down hoping this blows over. I don't think it will, but I also don't have a lot of faith in, you know, societies that get their politics from 10-second sound bites on CNN. So I don't know how it'll end up, but you got to push back. And it's not just against our government. It's worldwide. You fly anywhere. You try to do business anywhere in the world. The minute you turn on anything electronic, you're owned.
Michael Janke from Silent Circle, I really want to thank you for being part of the program tonight and for your inspirational words, if not very scary words. But I think there's hope out there if we stay awake and we stay alert and we communicate amongst each other and we figure out ways to communicate securely and keep the prying eyes from watching us.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. It was a pleasure.
All right. Take care. That was Michael Janke from Silent Circle. Very interesting guy and somebody that I think is playing an important part in all of this. We are going to continue for another hour, a special two-hour edition of Off the Hook here on WBAI New York, the Personal Computer Show. We'll be back next week with their two-hour special. We need you to call in. We do not have nearly enough phone calls. And for what we're offering, I am shocked. I'm shocked by it. Well, maybe people just aren't entering the information fast enough, but I don't want to blame the people in the call center. We can't see them. They're in a different place. And we can't see the phones ringing live. The old system, we could see the phone calls coming in, so we could tell when we strike a chord with people. And I just feel like we should be striking a chord with people because what we were offering tonight is simply something so exciting and different and rebellious that I don't know who could resist calling. Of course, it's kind of frightening. Yeah, you might think that if you call up, your name's going to be put on a list and the NSA will come visit you. Yeah, you know, it's not quite that cloak and dagger at this stage, I don't think. And plus, the more people who call in and take advantage of this amazing offer for the leaked NSA documents or the WikiLeaks documents or both of them together on a thumb drive, the more that information is out there. That is your way of helping to spread the information around, to keep a copy someplace. Imagine if all the copies somehow got taken off the internet and you still had your thumb drive. Imagine that power, that satisfaction of knowing that you're keeping the freedom of information, those values a little bit more safe just by having a copy. How many times have you lost something electronic that, whether it's pictures or some kind of reading material, because you kept it on a computer, you forgot where you put it, it's on some other drive, you thought it was backed up, but it wasn't. Well, in this particular way, you have a thumb drive that you can always plug into a computer and copy it and share it. And you can be the most popular person on your block with this information, the most respected person, perhaps. 516-620-6200. 3602. Pledge of $125 gets you all the WikiLeaks and NSA documents that we've been talking about tonight. Pledge of $75 gets you either one. But we need those calls to start pouring in. 516-620-3602. I know, Bernie, you're always good at getting the calls to come in.
Well, I don't know. I think my appeal may be wearing out, but I just want to tell our listeners that this is not just an idle request. This radio station, WBAI, is literally on its last legs if this fund drive does not do well. I know there's been a lot of hyperbole in the past, but this is the real deal. The station needs to pay its $50,000 a month to rent space for its transmitter atop the Empire State Building, that massive antenna up there that we use to breach the signal to four different states and get out to the rest of the world over the internet. This is key. This station has very few paid employees. None of us get paid a dime. We donate all our time and goods to this station to keep this worthwhile resource on the air. So please call 516-620-3602. We have an amazing premium that's unprecedented. There is no radio station in the country that is offering this as something you can get.
Yeah, I would like to see another radio station try this. Certainly not in New York. Nobody has the guts to try this, right? BAI is always leading as far as doing something cutting edge. And I think offering leaked NSA documents, that's cutting edge enough for me. 516-620-3602. Be a part of that. This is history. They will write books about this someday. And you can say, yeah, I was there. I was a part of it. I helped WBAI stay on the air. 516-620-3602.
So we know that secrets are kind of obsolete, so I'm going to share with the audience a secret of mine, which is that I really actually don't enjoy coming on the air and asking you to donate. But the only alternative is that we have to ask someone else for money. The transmitter is expensive to run, and the people who would give us money, there are people who would give us money if we would, you know, say the name of their product or service on the air. There's lots of such people, and we could hire salespeople and get them. But then we would lose our editorial independence. The sorts of people who would want to advertise on this program are the sorts of services that we want to critique on this program, and we would not be able to critique a service if we rely on it to stay on the air. So we'd much rather annoy ourselves a bit, annoy you a bit, and ask you for money. Call 516-620-3602, because it is the only way we can retain our editorial independence. So one thing that will really help, we've mentioned before this BAI Buddy program. You can call, you donate a small amount of money, say $10 every month, and the money just comes to WBI, so we don't have to ask you for it every month, and you don't have to give us a whole bunch of money all at once. And it will really allow us to reduce the amount of time we have to spend fundraising, and it will allow us to, you know, feel a little bit secure in our future. So if that's interesting to you, give us a call, 516-620-3602, and say, I want to join the BAI Buddy program. If you feel like your finances are a bit uncertain, or you just don't want to do that, you feel like the quality of our program is a bit uncertain, and you don't want to commit to funding us in advance, that's fine. You can give a lump sum donation, and we have all these premiums that we've discussed. Again, the number 516-620-3602, but your support is what lets us stay on the air and what lets us say what we want on the air.
That's right, 516-620-3602. Mike is struggling through, sounds like you got some kind of cold there, and flu is it maybe, or something contagious?
Whatever I have is a small stew, you're going to have it next
week.
Yeah,
I know, and we're all accepting that sacrifice, you know, that risk of contagious diseases that we will gladly share with each other. Just because we want to come in here and keep this place on the air. It's so important to make whatever sacrifice you can. And well put, Mike, because that is important to show support for this place, to keep this voice on the air. You don't know what you have until it's gone, and things are always in danger of disappearing. This place is in danger of disappearing. I don't like to cry wolf. I have not said that very often, but I have seen a lot of things that have been happening, and we are at risk. And the one thing that will pull us out of that, the one thing that indisputably will get us through these dark periods, is a strong showing from our listeners. Now, I know that there are many things on the radio that are controversial, or maybe things that are distasteful to you, things that you don't like on WBAI. And that's fine. You know, there are things on WBAI I don't like. There are things everybody doesn't like at some point or another during the broadcast day. Think about the things you do like. And if there is something on this radio station, and it might very well be this program since you happen to be listening to it, is that not reason enough to keep the radio station going, to vote for that and to say, I want more of this? Well, you very well might get more of that if you call in, 516-620-3602. But one thing that is for sure is if you don't call in, and if other people don't call in, you won't get any more of this or the things you don't like. It's that simple. It's a very basic form of economics, probably the only form I understand, that if you don't have money to pay your bills, you can't keep operating. And we need to reach that level, and we can reach that level. This particular fund drive is a little different. You might have noticed it's got a different sound to it. We're not offering as many premiums throughout the broadcast day. This is something that we worked long and hard on to basically collect, put together. It doesn't cost a huge amount of, we don't have to buy books or videos or things like that. This is data that we can put on a thumb drive. Basically, the fundraiser this time is not focusing so much on those items that the station has to invest in. Therefore, the actual goal of the fundraiser is less than the goal of previous fundraisers because that expense isn't there. And I think that's actually a better way to do a fundraiser, because then people are calling in because they really want to support the radio station, not because they want to get a bargain, not because it's the Shop at Home network. That's not what we want to be. We want to be a voice of relevance, of controversy, something that will make you think. And if the premium you call up for, like the NSA leaked documents, like the WikiLeaks documents, if that is something that excites you, that makes you think, then you're calling for a very good reason. You're supporting the radio station, you're getting something that makes you think in exchange, and it's basically one hand washing the other. We all benefit from this. Of course, the intelligence community, they might be a little cranky about it for a while. But you know what? I think they're going to get over it just fine. I think there's plenty more secrets for them to keep hold of. And of course, there's all the spying on us that they don't want us to know about, which I think that's hilarious, because whenever you reveal anything about the people who spy on you, they get indignant. But you're not supposed to get indignant that you're being spied upon. That is incredible irony to me. So for a pledge of $125, you can get as much of the information that they don't want you to have as I think humanly possible right now. 516-620-3602. For a pledge of $75, you can get just the NSA documents or just the WikiLeaks documents. 516-620-3602. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to have another hero of all of this on the airwaves live to share some more stories. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this important announcement.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. WBAI is important. Radio for the 99%. Unlike commercial radio, WBAI does not have rich corporations as sponsors, no deep well of corporate support to keep them on the air. But they do have something better. You, the listeners and members of WBAI. You are our sponsors and our community. WBAI can't do it without you. Please help keep this honored and beloved station on the air. You won't find movement politics and social justice anywhere else on the radio. We can't do this without you. I'm here for you. WBAI is here for you. Please donate now. Call 516-620-3602 or go to give2wbai.org with the digit 2 in there. Give2wbai.org.
Tune in weeknights at 9 p.m. for Tom Hartman on WBAI.
Thank you.
It's odd that they, the enemy, believe that we're stronger than we know or think we are, right? The other part of the equation is that they believe that people who watch it on TV or watch it in the movie theater or read this book will do nothing. So it's safe. It's safe to put this out to the American people. They're so sure of that because they know that they have dumbed down and numbed out the minds of the American public to such an extent that once TV Nation or The Awful Truth or Roger Me is over, people can just turn the dial, go to Everybody Loves Raymond, and not think about it anymore.
Now, I've always believed something different. I believe that this will actually grow to be something very large because the American people are, at their core, good. And they have good hearts, and they have good souls, and they have a conscience.
Tune in this October for the Voices of WBAI, a membership drive with a difference. Pacifica Radio, a unique voice in New York City for more than 50 years.